Before we take our next break, let's go to Joe Pride. Morning to you, Joe.
Yeah, good morning.
And Joe, we've just been talking to Michael Ward about the charity aspect of today around the Golden Eagle, the Iron Jack Golden Eagle. Tell us about the Danny Meads Barlow Foundation, if you can. That's your chosen with Fasika.
Sure, that was chosen by James Moss at Tricolours, and as my understanding of it goes, it's about it's a diabetes charity. So,
right.
To be honest, I don't know a lot more about it than that, but hopefully,
yep.
I might after today.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. As we've spoken, all the charities are there, and we wish them all the very best. I hope they come out and enjoy the day, and their horse runs really well. And for Seeker, we've just been talking about the tempo of this race from the 1,500-metre start, Joe. Where in your mind do you see for Seeker?
Yeah, look, she's got good gate speed and tactical speed, but, yeah, look, I can't see how it wouldn't be a really high-pressure race. I'd love to think I'm sort of... Yeah, you know, maybe three off them, fourth, fifth, sixth, something like that in the run.
You pull out all the replays and just look at them individually. You think, oh, she's a good sprinter, but then you look at a pedigree and she should. Yeah. And she should, you know, eat up this 1500. And probably one of her best wins was at 1400 at the end of last prep.
Yeah, sure. No, look, I think she's had the right preparation to run the 1500. She got there third up last time to run 14, and I'm confident I've given her the right prep. She was good on the line the other day, through the line, given she was a month between runs. So, you know, she's fitter for today's assignment, and you're really looking forward to it.
Your other runners, Joe, discussions off a bleeding attack, but his latest trial win was good.
Yeah, he always trials well. He normally needs a run or two, but it's a small field, and you know, I'm sure he'll run well.
Everly, well... she's been impressive in easier races. Hard to line her up.
It is hard to line her up. She's new to my stable, but her two wins have been impressive, particularly the one at Wyong, and she'll just be ridden a similar way again today, quiet with some cover, and she's been really explosive at the end of those races, and you know, I'd be thinking she couldn't be too far off these kind of horses given what she's already done.
I thought Eddie, Easy Eddie, would be he's dangerous today. He's looking at the map here. He's going to run well.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? Yeah, home of the brave, but takes up. It's funny for a big field. I don't see a lot of pressure there, and he's a horse who can get up on speed, up and out of trouble. Absolutely loves Rose Hill. Convinced he doesn't like Brambick that much. He's had four goes there and only run one placing. But he was a bit luckless the other day. Always the aim to be here in this race, and he's gonna peak today for sure. And he looks fit, he looks well.
Okay, all right. Well, let's hope you can have a bit of luck today, and see you out here.
Great, thanks very much, guys.